Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name's Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by
Todd Stride
and Winston Smith.
Okay, off we go. This week we're going to discuss broken friendships, and the question we received goes like this. What can I do in a broken friendship? Is there a time to walk away from a friendship?
I guess maybe to get started, it's important to lay a foundation of recognizing that brokenness in this age, brokenness is going to be a part of any meaningful friendship, because friendships can only be made up of broken people in this age. Even Christians, maybe especially Christians, are those who are going to be honest about their brokenness. So I guess the first thing I would say is be realistic and understand that any relationship you go into at a meaningful level, you're going to become aware of ways that you fail each other, you run up against each other's shortcomings, and you're even going to sin against each other. So the hardness of relationship in and of itself doesn't mean a relationship should end. The question then just becomes, how do I move into that or in that relationship wisely? How do I love wisely in the midst of it?
Yeah, and there's, as we'll probably talk about over the next few minutes, there's a number of factors that a person needs to consider. And the first one is that you or me, we are not God. We cannot do the infinite. We cannot pour ourselves out as Christ to every single person who is hurting us. We have the capacity through the Spirit to love and chase people down and to die for them. But we are not infinite. We are finite beings, and so therefore we can only do that to a limited number of individuals. We only have 24 hours in a day. We may have families or jobs. And so that's one thing that needs to be taken into consideration is the limitations that that might be required. So one factor is who are we? We're limited people, and maybe you already are chasing three other friendships down. Maybe there are three broken friendships that you're already pouring into. And so these are things that are going to determine what do you do next. And Winston, I think, is going to talk a little bit about what does this broken friendship actually look like? What is this person doing?
Yeah, I think maybe another way I would put what Todd is saying is I can only do one half of the relationship. I can't do the whole thing by myself. I can only be responsible for the things I think, do, and say. And I can't make the other person relate to me in the way that I think they ought. And I can't have relationship with everybody that wants to have relationship with me. So it's accepting limitations is an important part of being in godly, healthy relationships. I mean, I kind of want to take this question a little bit more in the direction of when do you end or accept the end of a friendship? Because we could talk a lot about how to make a good friendship, but that's an important question. How do you know when you need to walk away? And I think there are probably lots of ways to answer that. I guess maybe one important factor would be, I think you walk away from a friendship when it becomes clear that their intention, their repeated intention, is to harm you, to do you harm. If someone wants your worst, if someone is trying to undo you, I think the scripture would say it's wise to flee. And again, we're talking about friendship here, so it's not as complicated a question as it would be if we were talking about marriage. But I think in friendship, where there are no other issues on the table, I'm not obliged to stick around when somebody's trying to do me harm.
Yeah, it's walking away can be loving wisdom. Can be loving someone. Because it's a stark reminder that this behavior is leading to death and destruction.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about and this response is not my heart response, but I can hear someone asking it. What does 7 times 70 in terms of forgiveness or turning the other cheek, you know, Christian important scripture that Christ spoke, and you as someone who has grown up in the Christian culture would say those verses would come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Quick to forgive and slow to anger.
Mm-hmm.
How do you blend those into what you're speaking?
I think love is it's woven throughout any response. Jesus says, "Love your enemies." So it's not that love or the pursuit of someone 7 times 7. It's not that limits it. It's that love is just going to be the key ingredient regardless of what your response is. Mm. So therefore, if I love someone who is an enemy, it just means it's going to look a little different than I love somebody who is a neighbor or I love somebody who is a spouse.
Mm.
It may be more careful. It's going to be more important to love somebody who is, as Winston's saying, somebody who might be more of an enemy. You're going to be more protective. You're going to keep your guard up. You may have to love them more from a distance. And I think about the father and the prodigal son story. He waited for the son.
Yeah.
The son left. The son wished he was dead, essentially. And the father still loved, but it was not a love that chased after. It was a love that waited.
Mm.
So there's a sense in which the way that we continue to love 7 times 7, 77 times 7, is that it just looks a little bit different than the way that you might chase after your wife or a neighbor.
Yeah, very, very good. Yeah. How about someone who's not intentionally harming you, but is harming you nonetheless, mm-hmm. as a friend who maybe speaks too bluntly or maybe doesn't speak enough?
Mm-hmm.
It just ignores the obvious problems in your life.
I love those.
Do you do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the ones who talk about the Phillies,
right,
and go
They're
golfing
my best
with
friends.
You.
Yeah. I mean, I think going back to my earlier thought, I'm always loving people with limitations, weaknesses, and sins.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ignore them. But I talk about them to the extent that it's profitable, understanding that people don't change overnight.
Hmm.
Some people don't seem to change at all. So loving people the way God loves us means having a wide-eyed understanding of who they are and both accepting them where they are but wanting better. But that means a long, patient walk. So sometimes I'll bring something to someone's attention, and this doesn't seem to go anywhere.
Mm.
They're not ready or able to grow in that area. So loving them means forbearance, and I just know that this person has these tendencies, these inclinations. Sometimes they can be snappy. Sometimes they can be short, or they avoid me when they're struggling. Or they can be a little too opinionated when they're talking about me and my problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't let that unravel the friendship. It's just part of accepting them as someone who has weaknesses just like I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.